Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I'm gonna, where it is? I'm heading to New York today. That's right, heading to New York. Gonna go out there and make Vinny take care of me, give me a tour, do whatever. Actually, Bobby Lee's jumping in with me. Probably shouldn't be giving out too much information. We're heading to Queens, New York this morning for a rally tomorrow to Stand with the Blue or whatever that is, whatever the rally is called. Queens, New York, in and out, Big Apple. Here we come. Hope no planes hit any towers or anything while we're there. Covet your prayers. Pray that you be with us. Thank you all for joining us here today. Just put an old t-shirt on today. Felt a little bit more like truth sounds like hate. The world's so screwed up. I can't believe it. A million things I want to talk about today. But here's what I remember yesterday when I came on the show. Flea Flicker Friday here, boys and girls. Flea Flicker Friday. I'm really going to try to keep it at that, be honest with you. But yesterday, remember I told you that Michelle said something to me before I went to bed, and I woke up with the same thing, in the beginning God, remember that? We built off of that yesterday for what I thought was another unbelievably powerful show, just for the revelation that comes. The revelation, the revealing. We call it the aha moment, right? We call it the mic drop moment. That moment when something all of a sudden, we discussed yesterday that a lot of that comes from extra biblical sources. Jesus is the truth. Bible says the words that I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And so all the precepts of truth are in the Bible. But the Bible is not the only source of truth. You get what I'm saying? There's truth outside of the Bible. It doesn't have to be in the Bible in order for it to be true. Now, if the Bible says it, it's true. But there are things outside the Bible that are true. That's where our real debate is. The ability for us to be able to discern good from evil and right from wrong, truth from lies, that's where it is. And the scriptures, as we said yesterday, is just used for reproof, instruction, and righteousness, right? So I got one of those words. Before I fell asleep last night, I'm just going to throw this out here and see where it goes. Mike, I think it's Isaiah. No, I'm going to blow it. I think it's 54. Try Isaiah 54.
Hey, Coach?
Yes.
You know, our lives, our words, our actions, we are truth if we are in Christ Jesus.
If we walk
in truth. That's extra biblical. Yeah, we walk. I mean, we talk in truth. We act in truth. If we're not doing that, then we're not truly of Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
So we are truth, too. It doesn't have to be, the writers of the Bible didn't know about Walmart, but the Holy Spirit can lead us to Walmart to talk to somebody on a certain aisle on a certain day.
So Isaiah, I think it's 17, Mike. Isaiah 54:17, because I couldn't get this. There it is. Thank you, Lord. This was the question that hit me in the as I fell asleep last night. And it was the first thought I had this morning. And I'm just going to throw it out there for you. I'm way ahead of myself. I ought to be talking about, is Chad having an event down in Texas today? Chad, you having an event? Chad, did you get up this morning? I think he's having something going on down there. I'm a little bit behind on the calendar. My bad. Sorry, my bad.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there's an event down in Chad. So all of you people down there in Texas, get over to Chad's, get some good fellowship in, and get some good relationship building, because the Bible says that we should forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, even more as we see that day approaching. We see that day approaching. So get over to Chad's. Well, I'm not as fine oiled machine this morning as I usually try to be. We're going to go back to Kentucky, August 29th, another Kentucky rally. Bobby Lee setting that one up August 29th, last weekend. First weekend in, did I say August? Oh, we're in August now, aren't we? Yeah. First weekend in October, I don't have it up. We're working on another tactical training as well. You know that when we get to August, I'm sorry, when we get to October, we're only a month removed from the election. Man, we're close, aren't we? We are so close. On the schedule, it says outreach to Mansfield, a rally for equality, and I really dropped the ball on that one. I thought that's the Mansfield Gay Pride Parade, and I thought all those were canceled. The Columbus one was canceled. I assumed they all were. And because of that, I cleared my schedule to go to New York and then found out that there's still some type of an event going on. And I know Greg and the crew is going to be up there at whatever it is that they're doing. It's not a parade. I don't know what it is. So Jeffy and some of those guys down there, you may want to try to get up to Mansfield on tomorrow, 10 to 10 o'clock, whatever it is. I don't know. I feel bad. Sorry, Greg. Dropped the ball on you there. Didn't mean to do it. And then the Kentucky Salt and Light Brigade and the Warrior Summit. And still got a lot going on. But I want to, let's see. Got that. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Mike, let's go back to Isaiah 54, because this is what was on. This was as clear as a bell. I heard this last night when I crawled into bed. Remember, the Lord said, I don't know where this is, but I know it's in there. He said to meditate on the word. Meditate. Sometimes stop. Don't just read the word. Stop and think about it. Say, well, what is it I just read? What is that, Lord? What does that say to me? That happened to me. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. Because this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And I couldn't get away from a word right in the middle of it. No weapon that is formed, not fashioned, not wielded, not used, but no weapon. Mike, go to Webster. What does it mean to form something? Is it possible that the enemy is forming, creating weaponry specifically for you and specifically for your situation? Is it possible that the enemy is sitting back and watching what's going on in your life and in our individual lives, and he looks down upon us and he says, oh, this guy is really vulnerable here. So let's form a weapon that'll be specifically for that situation. Maybe you're struggling with pornography. Maybe you're struggling with business. Maybe you're struggling with relationships. And the enemy sees that. He sees where you're vulnerable. And he says, oh, let's create a weapon just for this situation. Webster says formed is made, shaped, molded, planned, arranged, combined, enacted, constituted. See, when I'm in my house or when I was going to go to New York, I asked David as we're coming out, I said, David, am I allowed to pack? Am I allowed to conceal carry? And he kind of chuckled. He says, well, yeah, as long as you don't get caught or something to tongue in cheek like that. But see, that's when the Lord began to zero in on me, folks. See, I can take my weapon
I have one right over here, by the way. Somebody sneaks into my studio. I have right here a weapon. I could tell you the name of it. Hey, listen. It's a preformed weapon. It's called a 45. It's sitting right there. It's got bullets in it. Pre-created bullets. See, I don't get up in the morning, and if somebody comes down and tries to assault me here in the studio, I don't form a gun. I have a gun. It's already been formed. And I have shells or bullets or whatever you want to call it that goes into there, but they're already formed. Hey, folks, stay with me. This is deeper than you know. The Lord wouldn't let me get away from it. The scripture says, we just read in Isaiah 54:17, that there's no weapon that is formed against who? Against you, specifically fashioned and formed just for your particular situation. Mike, can you pull that up there again? Can you pull Isaiah back up there again? I'm sorry. No weapon formed against thee as shall prosper. What's the enemy forming against you today? What's your vulnerable area that even right now the wicked one is creating and forming and shaping and concocting a weapon to be used specifically designed for you? And I bet you that if you begin to look at your own weaknesses, and you know what they are, you know what your moral weaknesses are, you know what your spiritual failings are, I can promise you that the enemy has been probing for those weak, for that soft spot in you. And he's right now trying to form a weapon against you. Do you see that? Do you see the personal nature of this scripture? There is no weapon that is designed or formed against you, Larry. You specifically, Jeff, Myra. No weapon, Brian, that's formed against you. It's going to prosper. Why? Because we've been taught to take captive every thought. Every weapon that's going to be formed against you is probably going to begin with a thought, some form of a thought, some manner of mind. That's how the weapon is formed. Maybe the weapon is formed in the mind of another person. Maybe someone who has something against you. Maybe they're right now forming a weapon they're going to use to attack you. Maybe it's going to be to attack one of your children. Maybe it's going to be to attack your finances. Maybe it's going to be to attack your integrity. But you have to understand that the scripture says that there is no weapon that's formed against you that's going to prosper. Why? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. What's my point here today? Be on guard, folks. Be on guard. Because the enemy is specifically forming weapons against you. And the promise of the Lord is that they're not going to prosper. Okay, had to get that off my chest. Door's open. Somebody come on in. Am I working today? Are you hearing me today? Just talking to myself? There, I heard somebody there.
Amen, Coach.
Huh? Yeah. Yes, we know what they are. See, we...
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
There's something to just think about. Have you ever taken one of those personality tests where you answer a bunch of questions and you're a type A person, you're a type B person?
Okay. Yep.
We have to remember something. You do tactical training to, you know, as you're talking about, we need to do tactical training against our enemy. They know man for 6,000 years. They know what our preponderance and our weaknesses are because they've dealt with many personalities before us. And in essence, we're all the same.
And Craig, don't forget this. They can see us.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
I can't see them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And so they know your personality type and they know your weaknesses. And only through, like we were talking about yesterday, reading and understanding the truth as God defined it through the Bible, are you able to fight those things? And it's basically like an algorithm, if you want to think of it that way. You know, your algorithm so much. If someone got a hold of your phone, they could probably algorithm what your week is going to look like and be about 85% accurate.
Amen. Amen. And so I'm thinking about my old buddy Bob Evans. By the way, Bob had some people complain that the cross is too bright at night. There you go. Take that, devil. Take that. I like being around Bob Evans. You know why? He forms weapons. He comes to a problem, and he forms a weapon to get around that problem. It's not always the one he brought. It's not always the show. Got a flat tire on the tractor yesterday. And on front tire, trying to change it, trying to get advice from everybody how to change it. And everything's good except what? I can't get the lug wrenches off. Can't get the bolts off. I probably need an impact wrench, right? Now I could try to fashion some weapon to get it off. I tried to fashion a bunch of things yesterday and couldn't get. I need an impact wrench, I guess, to get that thing off, right? Because for every situation, there's a weapon. There's a weapon that we use, a tool. And we're not supposed to be ignorant of the tools that the enemy's using against us. So I'm going to move on. I'll move on. Yeah.
I want to do a little supporting thing on what Larry just said. I thought it was great. The idea of we are truth. If we're walking in truth, we are truth. So we are supporting evidence for the scripture. Same right. as Enoch is supporting evidence for the scripture.
Right.
The same
right.
as John Locke was supporting evidence for the Constitution. And Bastiat, after the fact, 60 years after the Constitution was ratified, Bastiat wrote the law, which was supporting evidence for a moral government. Supporting evidence is important.
Amen. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be biblical, does it? It can be extra biblical exactly. Because truth is truth. Truth is truth.
Bastiat is not biblical, is not our Constitution, but it certainly made a great supporting evidence for how we are supposed to use it ethically and morally.
And that's why, Jack, if we do use that truth, then no weapon that's formed against us is going to work. If we're walking right, in truth and living the truth.
Stay within the truth.
That's right. The enemy, lies cannot conquer truth, folks. It can't conquer. It just can't. Now, I could talk to Mike Heath, and I could talk to Coach Dave, and I could talk to Johnny Tuttle, who went to court yesterday, and I could talk to Mike Blake, and I could talk to everybody you want to about persecution that follows speaking out, standing. I could talk about that all day. And the farther I get away from when I went through my battle with the ACLU back in 1997 for my God-given right to be able to pray for our football team, the farther we get away from that event, Roger, the more I know I was right. The farther I get away from it, the more I know I was right. In fact, if I had any regret ever in my life, this would be it. That I couldn't go back and fight that fight again, knowing what I know now. Because every one of these opportunities that we find ourselves in is an opportunity for us to shatter falsehoods, shatter lies, speak the truth. Every one of them. We'll show you an example right now. Stella Emanuel. You guys know it's almost impossible to find any video of Stella Emanuel on the internet. They've taken it all down. Mike, go to our homepage if you could, coachdavelive.com. I got a hold of Jared yesterday because I was afraid that I couldn't find anything on Stella. I couldn't. I said, Jared, didn't we save some stuff? Scroll down, Mike, to it says my favorite videos or whatever it is. I think it is. There it is. Coach's picks. No, just scroll down. Just scroll down. There it is. Okay. Truth. There it is. There's two Stella videos. Reveals truth about that one. And then the one beside it is another video of Stella, right? And they wouldn't play. And I thought, because once we get it on our, once it's hardwired onto our website, it's there. So I was a little bit behind the eight ball. I didn't realize that they would censor it so quickly, trying to get Jared to save these things onto our hard drive. Folks, if you're looking to, like Michelle yesterday was trying, I'm going somewhere, stay with me. Michelle was trying to share the video with some of her friends, and we couldn't get it to, I couldn't get it to play on our website. I couldn't figure out why. Well, Jared and I got on here together yesterday and figured it out. So here are some things that you can be, that you can begin to share about Dr. Emmanuel. We don't need to die. There's a cure for COVID. And that whole clip is right there that you can begin to share, because it's been pulled down. It's all been pulled down. You can't find it anywhere, right? And I said that the left now is going out of their way to make Dr. Stella seem like a kook because she's talking about spiritual issues, right? Hey guys, don't be ignorant of his devices. Don't be ignorant of his devices. What is the device they're now using against Dr. Stella? Does anybody know? Can anybody tell me what is the weapon that they're using? What is the weapon being formed against Dr. Emmanuel right now? Pastor
Slander,
Emmanuel.
Coach. Slander.
Slander. That's a weapon that's being formed. And what is the form of the slander?
Oh, defamation.
Because of what, Vinny? What are they defaming her about?
Her beliefs.
Which are?
Oh, that she believes in God. That she believes in angels and demons.
Okay, right? And so they are slandering. Isn't it amazing to watch the demonic left try to expose her as a kook for believing in the demonic left? I mean, it's really pretty amazing, isn't it, to watch?
Coach, they can't have it both ways. They cannot.
So let me ask something. Let me ask something. Remember spirit cooking? Does anybody remember spirit cooking besides me?
Oh, you better believe it, Coach. I got a video on my channel.
And so when all that Pizzagate and all that stuff was going on, and Maria Abramovich and all that stuff and spirit cooking, they don't deny the dark side, do they? Then see, they didn't deny the dark side. They just denied that they were fooling around in it, right? There wasn't anybody making fun of Maria Abramovich or John Podesta. Wasn't anybody making, freeze that right there, Mike. Wasn't anybody making fun of them? No. Because why? There is a dark side. and see, so what they want more than anything, more than the hydroxychloroquine, more than anything, they have to slander and form a weapon against Dr. Stella. And the only weapon that they can use to do it is what? Oh. Her religious beliefs in the satanic world, which they are elbow deep and operating in. Now, Mike's got the video up there. I just want to play this. It's about 4:38. Just a reminder. Wait, which one do you have up, Mike? Let me see. Just play this first one. Just two times, twice speed, Mike. Because I just want to give you guys a reminder of the evidence that we had of the demonic side forming weapons, man. They were forming weapons, okay? So I've got this on double time speed. But just let us have a little reminder of just 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was, they were talking about spirit cooking. And now Dr. Stella Emmanuel is the crazy one. Go ahead. Spirit cooking, freeze that, Mike. Go back just a little bit. I'm sorry. I always forget just a little bit of a delay. Pull that up and then freeze it. Spirit cooking is a form of satanic ritual where pig's blood, possibly human blood, fresh breast milk, and fresh sperm is used to act as a medium connecting spirits to the material world. Hey, who's crazy here? When partaking in this ceremony and consuming the cake, it was supposed to create a connection between man and the eternal on the dark side. That's why Dr. Stella is a big threat to these folks. some big threats. This ceremony is also conducted to provide some form of energy, Stephanie, energy, Mark, to feed the spirits by converting the blood. Remember I told you that blood was currency? That's why Planned Parenthood won't be defunded, because there's energy. There's something big going on there. That is a weapon that they're using, the energy from the blood. Dr. Stella comes out and she starts talking about this kind of stuff.
There's power in the blood, Coach.
The power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, isn't there? There is power. And see, they are forming their weapon for dark side. Why aren't we forming our weapons for the good side? Because see, the other side's forming weapons. We're not. We're like arrow catchers. We're like those Nerf ball shirts that you used to wear on. They shoot stuff and they stick on you. Remember those? That's what we are. We're Nerf targets. Go ahead, Mike. Just a little bit of a reminder here of how extensive this spirit cooking was, even though they won't tell us it doesn't exist. And Dr. Stella's talking about it. Go ahead. Dr. Stella's onto something, don't you? You think maybe Dr. Stella is trying to make us aware of some of these weapons that are being formed against us? That some of these weapons being something called pharmacology? That some of these weapons are... Mike, scroll back there a little bit on that video. Just go back a little bit. Stop someplace. Mike, when it gets to stop a minute, stop. Who are these people? Who are these people that show up here?
There are bankers, there are lawyers, there are teachers, there are our daycare workers, our nurses.
So when Dr. Stella begins to start talking about this dark side, Nephilim DNA and aliens and whatever, huh? What kind of person would go eat a piece of cake in the form of another human being? Will Ferrell. Look at that. Wow. I just wanted to show that today. I just wanted to show it. folks, we got all this stuff that we've been talking about. Look at these people. Who are these people? Who are these people? Who are they? The kings of this world conspire against the Lord and his anointed. Psalm 2. It's right here in front of us. And Dr. Emmanuel comes out. Can I tell you the sad part? Dr. Stella Emmanuel comes out and exposes it all, and the average Christian doesn't have any idea what she's talking about.
They're just having fun, Coach. It's just all in fun.
It's all feel good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, folks, I'm just trying to help us all see what's going on. Understand the great, great deception that's before us. That this world is going on around us, and we're acting like it's not there. Somebody come on. I got some more good stuff. Come on in.
If we wanted to end this, what we need is an army full of medics. And all the medics will do is pray and save some of the ones that are injured. But that's the army of the church today. It's a bunch of medics, and that's all they're doing. Where's the fighters on the field of the government church? Where's the one stopping this stuff? Or are they just medics, Coach? They won't carry a gun like in that movie. They refuse to carry a gun, but they're medics, and they expect to win with no other soldiers.
That's right. It's like my buddy Norm, good old Coachy. You guys know Coachy, my best buddy Coachy. We coached together a lot of things, and he used to use a phrase that this is so fitting for the church. And Coach Norm, when we would do our Thursday night walkthroughs, we played the game on Friday, and on Thursday night, you did your walkthroughs. You ran all your plays. You just timed up, tuned everything up. A reminder: you don't work hard on Thursday because you play on Friday. The work was all done on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, and then on Thursday it's just kind of wrap up day. And the game, when we would do it, we would have our 11 guys on offense would get in a huddle, and we'd call play, and they'd go line it up, and there would be nobody across from them. We would just run through the plays with nobody across from him. And my buddy Noam used to call that. He used to say, we look really good against the University of Air. Do you guys know who the University of Air is? The University of Air is no opponent. We look really good running our plays against the University of Air, A-I-R. Everybody gets their block when there's nobody to block. And we would find out that on Friday night, when the whistle blew and the ball was kicked off, it wasn't the University of Air no more. The other guys on the other side were pushing back and kicking back and shoving back and whacking back. And Coach Norm would say, there you go, we're great against the University of Air. That's the American church. We're great against the University of Air. Oh, we walk into churches and we swing our banners, do our dances. University of Air looks good. Boy, we look like we are an army. We're marching hand in hand, taking back the land that Satan stole. We are an army. Remember that song? University of Air. That's the American Christian Church.
Well, we have no influence in the high place.
We're playing against the University of Air. I'm thinking we're pretty good. Go ahead, Glenn.
Well, I was just saying we have no influence in the high places. You know, the Main Street media, the universities, the places like the CDC. We have no influence. So the high places are being controlled and influencing the population.
And so, Glenn, let's never fall into the trap ever again, friends. Excuse me. Let's never fall into the trap of believing that those in positions of power, Psalm 2, the kings of this earth conspire. Let's never fall into the trap of saying that they are non-religious. See, we do that, right? We say our churches are non, I'm sorry, our schools are non-religious schools. Folks, that's a lie. Atheism is a religion. Satanism is a religion. Humanism is a religion. Secularism is a religion. Our schools are not religion free. They're Christianity free. They're not religion free, boys.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
I just wanted to, I just thought about something as you were doing the University of Air. That's such a great analogy. And we all need to think about how we develop those abilities. You wouldn't have taken your team against the actual University of Texas when you were at high school. You wouldn't have done that until you played enough other schools to be able to get up to attacking the University of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
If you and I think we're going to go attack the Pelosi's, we're out of our minds. We can't even figure out how to attack our little town meeting. We better get in there and try that first. We better be on the offense for the defense of the town and the school board and work it up, because we don't have the experience. It's intimidating. I'm doing it, man. It's intimidating.
Let me say this. Listen, it was not my intention to get up this morning and offend anybody. Okay. I'm not. I'm telling you. Okay. I'm going to offend somebody right now. I don't know who it is. Okay. I've had enough of the prayer warriors.
Amen.
That's University of Air, boys and girls. That's University of Air. Now, wait a minute. I thank God right now for everyone out there who prays for me. And they say, Coach, we're covering you daily in prayer. And I believe it, and I feel it, and I thank you for it. But listen, folks, if you think we're only going to win with prayer warriors, that's University of Air.
Hey, Coach.
We're playing against the University of Air. Go, Larry.
You know, I tried to look up prayer warriors in the Bible. I couldn't find it. I tried to look up prayer chain in the Bible. I couldn't find it.
Part of the great delusion.
It's the idea, guys, it's University of Air. Most of our Christianity is University of Air. They say, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to get to church tonight and be part of the prayer meeting. Really? Really? Now, see, some of you getting uncomfortable because you say, Coach, we're doing the real warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. We're doing the real, the weapons of our warfare, Coach. They're not carnal. They're mighty through God to do what? Pull down strongholds. Well, when a stronghold is pulled down, isn't it time to go take control of the territory? If I pull down a stronghold, if I'm fighting against the mafia and I take out the guards at the door, is it just me? Or should I then move inside and take down the rest of the organization? And is it true or not that the prayer warriors, they say that they are taking down the devil's defenses? Can somebody tell me who is moving into the field of battle then to disarm them? Who's doing that? Oh, wait a minute. Whoa. We can't mix politics and religion. Wouldn't be any prayer warrior and going on politics and religion, right?
Hey, Coach, you know, at Jericho, they didn't pray those walls down. They used sound waves. They had to do something. They had to sound those trumpets. Prayer didn't bring those walls down. Some kind of a physical force in the sound waves brought those walls down.
But now listen, prayer weakened it. Prayer weakened the walls, I would say. How about Gideon? How about Gideon's 300? How did Gideon's 300 win? Did they win through prayer?
Confusion. That's how they won, not prayer.
What did they do? What specifically did Gideon's, why didn't Gideon and his boys just, why didn't they just sit in their cave and pray? And just pray. Why didn't they do that? No, they prayed and then they went. and they sowed confusion in the camp. And what did they do? What was their weaponry? Anyone listening to me right now, what was Gideon's weaponry?
Obedience to God's instructions, no matter how silly it sounded.
Well, what was it, though, specifically? I'll tell you what it was. They made noise and they shine light.
Shine light, right. That's right.
They made noise. They broke the pots, right? You guys know the story. They broke the pots and they shone lights. And what happened? The other side got so confused, they killed each other. Right? They thought they were bigger than they were.
It's called simply showing up, Coach.
The one thing we don't do, isn't it, Dale?
That's right. But I've reworded that song and it goes right along, you know, with coaching. That's exactly where we're at. You know, we're running through our offensive drills and I'm like, man, we look good. But I know exactly what happens once we start playing against another team. The resistance comes. And so here's the church song this Sunday that will be being sung because this is what we were raised up on. I will never march in the infantry, ride in the cavalry, or shoot the artillery. I will never fly over the enemy, but I'm in the Lord's army.
Well, Dale, that song sounds good. Is that scriptural?
But I changed the words. I will never.
I got you.
I will never.
I'm with you. I'm with you. The point I'm making is we sing that song and don't do any of those things, right, Dale?
Yeah. We sing the song, but instead of joining the infantry, instead of picking up a weapon, instead of learning how to fly an airplane, we dig a foxhole and hide.
Polly just put up there, I'm going to run through a troop and leap over a wall. That's what David said. I'm going to run through a troop. I'm going to leap over a wall. Here am I, Lord, send me.
Huh? Here, Coach, here's a battle question. Here's a battle question, a biblical battle question. Why was David not allowed to build the temple? Because he was a man of war and had too much blood on his hands from killing the enemy. Yet God said, here is a man after my own heart.
Yeah, a lot of people misdrew that verse, sadly, because it doesn't mean David is exactly like God. It means David desired to follow God's heart. He's after God's heart. He's not a carbon copy of God's heart.
Yep, and when God said, go take him out, what did David do? Well, we'll pray for him, God.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, Jeff.
Isaiah 1:15 explains that. But what do we always tell them in the locker room or in the dugout? You lead on somebody. What do you always say?
Hit somebody.
Bury.
Yeah. Yeah. It says in the book. Hang on, Randy. It says in the book of Psalms that he has given me the necks of my the neck. He has given me the neck of my enemy. It's not very Christian. Go ahead, Randy.
Coach, we know you before the games, you do all the exercising, you limber up, you get prepared, you know, physically. This is what prayer does. It prepares you to war. It isn't the war. It is the preparation, the exercise to get the job done.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Randy, it's like praying for a good crop, man. Praying for a good crop. The truth is, you can pray all day, but somebody's got to go down and cut that corn down. Somebody's got to go get it, right? It ain't just going to fall into the baskets.
Have Mike pull up Isaiah 1:15.
Yeah, you talk about praying for crops, Scott. Coach, you know that's exactly where we saw child sacrifice enter into the picture with Molech, because they believed by offering up their children that they would prosper, that the Lord would reign. And this is what we're doing. We're offering up our children that we might prosper.
And when you spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when you make many prayers, I'm not going to hear you, because you've been watching them murder those babies for 44 years and haven't done anything about it. And you think I'm going to bless America? As somebody said to me yesterday, I had some conversations yesterday. If we think God's not in the judgment business, boy, do we deserve it. Hey, Mike, go ahead and play that Abramovic cooking video. Just to remind you guys, don't play the whole thing because it's 9 minutes. In fact, you can speed this one up a little bit too. Folks, this, huh? Yeah, and Dr. Stella, she's the crazy one, right? Dr. Stella's the crazy one. Christians think Dr. Stella's the crazy one. Christians do. Talking about Nephilim, mixed DNA. We forget this, don't we? Sperm, blood, mixed fresh breast milk with fresh sperm. Breast milk. Dr. Stella's in that one. Dr. Stella, she's one snuff. Mm. Yeah, this is a joke. Abramovich, she's normal. Podesta, they're all normal except Stella. Stella's crazy. Stella's crazy. So the charred knife cut deep in the middle finger of your left hand. Spirit. All right, Mike, you can pull off these in Sikula. Can I poke a couple more things here? Switch gears a little bit. Hey, it's Flea Flicker Friday. You guys want to jump in? Somebody got something they want to say?
Coach, I was just going to say, did you see where Simone Gold got fired? That's the doctor that got everybody together there.
Yep. She got a promotion. She got a promotion. I didn't tell you guys this yesterday. I told some others. I looked and looked and looked and looked for it. Simone Gold was on Glenn Beck yesterday. Many of you watching this know I'm not a big Glenn Beck fan. I felt he sold us out there for a while. But yesterday he had on the second hour, he had that Simone Gold. He had on that, the nurse. In fact, I might go to our, it might be posted up on our homepage. A 15-minute interview that Glenn Beck did with Simone Gold yesterday. It's powerful, man. In fact, if you could find somewhere, maybe we didn't get it up there. I don't know. Could be my fault. If you could find the second hour of Glenn Beck's show yesterday, you'd do well to find it, play it. I looked for it everywhere, couldn't. In fact, Glenn said before the show began, this is probably going to be censored. It'll probably be pulled down off of YouTube. I'm going to tell you, that girl right there, she named names, man. She busted it out. She was unbelievably on fire. And as I said, 24 million people saw the video. At least 24 million people saw the video of Dr. Stella. At least 24 million. Folks, that cat's out of the bag. And then yesterday, we got up yesterday morning here in Ohio and find out that our state health department, State Department of Pharmacology, whatever that means. The State Department of Pharmacology issued an order saying that the use of hydrochloroquine was illegal. You could no longer, it's almost an over-the-counter. It's 3 cents a pill. It's almost an over-the-counter drug, hydrochloroquine. And the Ohio Department of Pharmaceutical, whoever that would be, issued an order banning the use of it in Ohio. Yeah, they want people to die. Well, so much hell was raised that yesterday afternoon, the governor came out publicly and said, never mind, we were just kidding.
Yeah.
So listen, folks, we can win some of these fights, but we got to fight them. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, here's it's a flea flicker. This is a serious question to be posed to you and to anybody on here. Tell me where America is not deserving of the judgment of God, not only that we're receiving, but what is yet to come.
Well, we just got it in 115, just the blood alone, right? Just the
That's
blood
exactly
alone.
That's exactly it. Coach, we have murdered over. With those pills that you can go at morning after, over 100 million babies in America We have paraded our sin like Sodom and Gomorrah. We have wiped our mouth and looked at God and said, we have not sinned, and we're pleading for mercy. Brother, tell me where America is not deserving of the judgment of God.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. I wonder what kind of power there is in the blood of unborn children. Is there any power there?
When Cain slew Abel, the Lord said, listen, his innocent blood. He didn't just say his blood. His innocent blood cries out to me from the land.
Has a voice. The life is in the blood, right? Life is in the blood. I feel like I'm all over the place today, although it's Flea Flicker Friday. I'm trying to show you folks the weapons that are being formed against us, and they're not supposed to be able to prosper. But I'm going to tell you this. Every weapon that's formed against you will prosper if you do not fight back. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, that you think about it, what Stella said in her video. So we're killing the babies in the womb. And then she talked about the fake doctors, fake science. Americans don't have to die. Now they're just okay with letting everybody die. They're killing people with the COVID. It just goes on and on and on.
Well, why, folks? Why, folks? Listen, please don't miss this. Why? It's because our side is perishing for a lack of knowledge. Our side has no understanding of the dark side. The Lord told us not to be ignorant of his devices. And the average churchgoer has no idea the devices of the wicked one. They have no idea of the weapons that are being formed against us. They have no understanding of it. And when Dr. Stella shows up on the scene and says, hey, listen, this is Nephilim blood. This is fake DNA. This is alien. When she begins to explain what all Christians ought to understand, who undermines her? Our side.
Amen. That's what we said last night. I said it last night in church. Pastor Bill and I were sharing with all the Christians that sit back and wouldn't go to St. Louis with us. And we told them all the victories we've got, the favor that God had on us everywhere, from the hotel owner, free rooms, to the cops, to running off the Black Lives Matter. And he looked at everybody, and we told him, he said, guys, you missed out. Craig was there. And his street preacher friends, Aaron and all, we had, the whole weekend was a blast. I mean, we enjoyed it. It was crazy. So he looked at everybody and he said, what's our next trip going to be? You know what I mean? We're already planning something out. It's like, let's keep after it.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. You know, the Christian, average so-called Christian sitting in the average satanic social club is sitting in, oh, but I'll put on my armor. I will have the shield of faith, and I'll stop all the fiery darts of the enemy. The word says so. But you know what? They miss it. They miss the truth that's in that verse, because the shield is faith, and faith is action.
Well, Larry, they do action. They go into their evangelical church and they swing banners. They do dances and swing banners. Come on. Come on.
Hey, Coach, here in Mount Vernon, they're passing out free milk. I told these Christians who were telling me about the free milk they're giving away. I said, why don't you guys get off the milk and get the meat? And all buddy, they were offended.
They don't get it. So let me throw a couple more things out here for you. Before I get out of the way here on this weekend. You know that Jesse Jackson, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. No justice. See, we think they're crying for justice. No, folks. No. They're telling us no peace. They're telling us no peace. They're not crying for justice. They're telling us no peace. We're hearing it wrong, see? No justice. There's no justice. So there's no peace. There's not going to be any peace because it's not biblical, godly justice. It is. They are being prophetic for the Lord, telling American Christians no peace because you won't fight for justice. There is no peace. It ain't racial, folks. It ain't racial. Next thing, number two. Here's a good fight for the church. How many want to say, How many want to bet $5? In fact, I'll give you 10-1 odds. 10-1 odds. Schools aren't going to go back to school. Yet, we're not getting any of our money back. We're not getting any of our money back. Our tax dollars that fund the school. Hey, folks, listen. As a school teacher, you school teachers that are listening right now, don't pull it on me. Don't pull it on me, okay? Please don't tell me how hard online teaching is. Please don't do that. And are we, church, going to continue to sit back and allow those teachers to be paid $60, $65, $70, $75,000 and benefits to sit in front of a computer and teach our children? Are we going to demand some of our money back? Are we going to ask the state to convert the schools into office buildings and get some of our investment back? Are we going to allow the buildings to remain open as we do fake school over the internet? Now, listen, homeschool. I believe in homeschooling. You don't need some $65,000 a year biology teacher to teach your kid at home. There's a thing called the internet. Now, is the American church going to rise up and say, we want our tax dollars back, please? I want all of my tax dollars back. Come back to me that I paid for the schools because I'm doing it at home. Are we going to do that? Nah. Another one I got to throw out. John Lewis's funeral was yesterday, and I'm not going to get into John Lewis and the great civil rights guy that he was. I'm not going to get into that. A lot of people attended that funeral. A lot of them. How many of you know this? How many of you know that if you live in Georgia and you visit Georgia, you are required a 2-week quarantine so that you don't spread the COVID virus other places? Question for you. Are all those dignitaries who are down in Georgia, are they going to be quarantined for 14 days now? Are they all going to sit down there in a hotel room down in Atlanta, Georgia? Or are they going to get up and go back to their homes, go back to Washington, D.C., and go do whatever they do? Is it possible that all of the rules that they are giving to, that they are making, are simply for us, not for them?
Or there social distancing?
Of course not. Now you go to John, you can go to John Lewis's funeral. You just can't go to your grandma's. I mean, golly. That's why if you can catch the first hour, second hour of Glenn Beck yesterday, I don't know where you could find it. If Mike Heath, could you do that? Could you check real quick? I'll go to YouTube and see if you can find the first hour Glenn Beck program. He always almost always posts it on YouTube.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Flea Flicker Friday. I learned something yesterday from a very, very prominent lawyer. And do you know that under contract law, that you wonder why there's borders around contracts and stuff? There's a legal reason for it. But if, like, a cop gives you a ticket for this or that, and he asks you to sign the ticket so that you'll agree, you know, say that you agree, you know where to show up for court and everything, he says, anytime situation like that comes up, he says, draw a rectangle on the document he's asking you to sign. Go ahead and sign your signature in that rectangle and then put this in there. The letters UCC and then the number 1-308. He says what that is a criminal code, the United States Criminal Code or whatever it is, 1-308. He says that is a statement saying this is my signature and I'm giving it under duress. The reason you put the box around it is because what is inside that box is the only thing you're signing. You're saying, this is my signature, and I'm doing it under duress. Nothing else in this document am I agreeing to or asserting to. So that's just a little tool that we as citizens can use in the future. Draw that rectangle, sign your name, put UCC 1-308.
Larry, I'm not going to remember the UCC-1308, whatever. That's
correct. Well, that's what they made pencils and paper for.
I don't have one in front. I don't have one in front of me. Folks, well, listen, we're in the most absolutely unbelievable war that we've ever been in. We're right in the middle of it. And we're going to, at some point, this thing's going to really, really explode. And we're going to look around and say, what the heck happened? Folks, it's happening now. The fuse has already been lit. There is no justice, no peace. What does it say in Isaiah? The Lord saw that there was no justice. There's a direct connection between justice and peace. No justice, no peace. Pray for us in New York today. We'll see you Monday morning. God bless you.